Might be the perfect Friday. Lots of blue sky, no more smoke, and now the heat is back on. Up to 31 degrees to start your weekend. It's game day. Jerseys, totally acceptable office attire on a day like this. And, of course, a little more drama added to tonight's game, given what happened last night in Calgary.
That is up! Has the line! Nails it with room to spare! What a kick from Jose Maltos!
Yeah, Maltos kicked a 58-yard field goal with a minute 10 left. And Montreal would earn a 23-21 win over the Stamps. So that obviously gives us now a chance tonight to take back first place in the West if we can beat the Elks, led by Cody Fajardo. Yes, Edmonton has made the switch. Coach Mace acknowledging it could be a challenge.
Our guys know it. And shoot, he's a heck of a quarterback, man. So we got to be on our P's and Q's defensively to make sure we make it as tough a day as possible on him. But he's shown to be a winner. So if we want to go where we want to go, we're going to have to make it pretty tough on him.
Of course, Green Zone pregame show starts at 5, kickoff at 7 o'clock tonight. And yes, it's July 25th, 5 months away from Christmas. So the Riders are calling this Christmas in July, using a Christmas theme. In fact, I was mentioning earlier, an email came yesterday from the Riders. They called it a sleigh bell bundle, a buy three, get one free. No code necessary. The deal is available when you check out. And they're also making promises that the big jolly red, that guy could be on the sidelines. And I thought to myself, wait a minute. Santa would let me know this if he's coming to town tonight, because you know that in December, leading up to Christmas, I always have that direct line to the North Pole where your kids can talk to Santa Claus. So I thought maybe I'll call now to check in with Santa, see if he's really going to be at the game tonight, see if this goes through. I'm hopeful that this phone still works in the summertime. I know it does, just before Christmas, as we go to the North Pole. Santa, are you there? What the?
Good morning, Greg!
Santa, are you at the beach?
I am at the beach, Greg. I had the phone forwarded from the North Pole to the beach so I could still take calls.
Well, everyone needs a vacation, I guess. I can understand that. Santa, it's Christmas in July. The Riders are celebrating tonight. Where are you? What beach?
I'm in your neck of the woods, Greg. But I don't want to give it away, because that would be a wee bit too much information.
Oh, there's a hint there. Wee too beach? Oh, I didn't say that. Santa Claus, will you make it in time for the game tonight?
I will be there, Greg. I'm trading in my boots for sandals. I'm going to have bells on with my Bermuda shorts.
Sandals and Bermuda shorts, Santa. I can't wait to witness that. How happy have you been with quarterback Trevor Harris, Santa?
Trevor's been really good this year for Saskatchewan. I hope he can keep the play up, because, oh boy, they're fun to watch.
The Elks start Cody Fajardo.
And that'll be the first time the Riders have played Cody since he came back to Saskatchewan. So it'll be something else to see that. The fans will be excited. I'm sure Cody will be excited. But, Greg, I got to tell you, I think they'd have a better chance of winning if they used the reindeer instead of the Elks.
So I don't think I've ever heard Santa say anything bad about anyone, and I'm not asking you to now. But who's the better quarterback, Trevor Harris or Cody Fajardo?
That's a tough one. They're both really good guys, but this year I'm going to have to go with Trevor. He's on a mission out there.
I agree with you, Santa Claus. Hey, Santa, what's extra special about tonight's game?
Greg, I'm going to call this the second most wonderful time of the year to Christmas.
How come?
Well, it's Pure Later Tackle Hunger Night, for one, so bring a food bank item, and you might even get to see the Grey Cup up close.
That is super cool. Santa, I really appreciate... Hey, we're starting to lose contact. Even from the beach, we're losing contact. Santa, can't wait to see you at the game tonight.
See you tonight, Greg. We had a battery, baby. Got you.
All right, I had to play that for a special couple because one of the people ask me, are there any perks when you're on radio? Well, one thing when you have your own radio show, every now and then you can just do something a little personal. And I know it matters only probably to me and a few others, but I must say happy 40th anniversary to my neighbors, Barry and Darlene. You two are the heart and soul of my neighborhood there, always ready with a cold beer on a Friday after work, calling out the lawn chairs, inviting everyone over for driveway drinks to celebrate the end of the work week, and 40 years together. That's longer than most of us can commit to a cell phone plan. That's very impressive. You've mastered the fine arts of marriage, retirement, hosting driveway drinks. You're pros at it, so lucky to have you as a neighbor. Even luckier because you have a pool. So pop the cork. Let's pour another here. Cheers to 40 amazing years together, full of love, laughter, and hopefully more chlorine and cannonballs in your backyard, okay? Happy anniversary to Barry and Darlene. I look forward to the big party tomorrow night. Hey, if you're going to the game tonight, it feels like a party. Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom bought tickets to the game. He said, you know what? There's no smoke. Cody's starting. I'm going. And that's kind of the feeling I'm getting from a lot of people. There's a lot of conversations now if you haven't already got a ticket to walk up. And it is also Pure Later Tackle Hunger Night, where you can donate to the Regina Food Bank and get a pick with a great cup. They take cash donations. In fact, they welcome the cash donations largely because it's a lot easier to do that at the food bank. And John Bailey, the Regina Food Bank CEO, he was on the show earlier in the week, and he said, if you can't make it to the game tonight, there's a big downtown dance party that's coming up later this morning to help you out.
The great couple we set up at the party in the park, so people can go visit it there. And then, and also, if folks can't make it to the game or they want to skip the line, there's also an opportunity from 11 to 1. We're partnering with the Good Morning Project, and Gaynor and the great couple will be on Scar Street Mall, and folks can drop off food or make donations there and check out the great cup in the morning as well. So there's party in the park or game time, and we can do the morning activation as well.
All right. So if you're on vacation today or a day off with the kids, that might be a good place to attend. 11 o'clock this morning in the Scar Street City Square Plaza area. And John actually told me, too, that it's not getting easier with the Regina Food Bank. There are record numbers coming for assistance. And John told me, too, that when it comes to this Purolator promotion, Edmonton tends to actually raise more food donations at the park than anyone else. So let's see if we can't beat the Elks on the field and off the field by bringing in food donations or cash. Cash donation, as I said, is king. Easier for the food bank to do just that. Well, the pancake breakfast is on in Abernethy, where our Evan Bray is spending his day in his hometown. Hometown Fair is on. Dino Days, a shout-out to them in East End. If you're going to the southwest corner, maybe camping around Cypress Hills. The weather is conducive for a good time today and tomorrow. Here in Regina, could get a little showers on Sunday. But for the game tonight, if you're going, it's Christmas in July, 25th of July today, so the Riders are using that as a Christmas theme tonight. They're even promising Santa Claus. So I had to ask Environment Canada if Santa's arrival is going to be okay around these threatening thunderstorms. Might there be one?
Yeah, I guess there could be a little bit of turbulence with those thunderstorms that we talked about. Again, likely staying east of the city kind of in the late afternoon, early evening, and then west of the city for later in the evening and overnight. So as long as Santa and the reindeer are able to navigate that, they should be okay. Should be good conditions for a smooth landing in Regina.
I don't even think he's going to be on the sleigh, because I talked to him earlier on the beach here in Saskatchewan. He's already in the province. Oh, it's kind of fun that they're doing that. I'm sure it'll be interesting. But most importantly is let's get a win, because Calgary lost last night. So a victory tonight over the Elks. Right back in top spot in the West. And CJME Rider reporter Britton Gray Caught up with Cody Fajardo yesterday about his return.
I'll say this about my time in Sask. I learned a lot. I learned a lot about being a professional quarterback. I learned a lot about being the head of a franchise, the face of a franchise, getting media, you know, put in your face after losing a tough game or winning a game, and just how to carry yourself. So I have learned a lot of experience being here, and I don't think my career trajectory of this wouldn't have been what it was if it wasn't for my time here in Saskatchewan.
Tickets are selling well for tonight's game, so let the boos rain down supremely loud when Cody takes the field. Green Zone pregame show starts at 5, kickoff at 7 o'clock. A lot of people still talking about the death of Hulk Hogan, who apparently died of cardiac arrest yesterday. He was 71 years old. When I think of the Hulk, one of my first thoughts before wrestling is Rocky III.
Oh my God, Balboa is really in pain.
No one can believe the superhuman strength. Up from the lips, I am the man.
Stop it, Lee.
You want this punching bag, Adrian?
Rocky!
Catch me!
That's incredible. Balboa has just heaved clear into the fifth row.
Oh, Rocky III, Thunder Lips. The ultimate male versus the ultimate meatball. Great line from that movie. But man, he had epic fights with Rowdy Roddy Piper, Andre the Giant, Macho Man. And just when it seemed like his star was about to fade in the late 80s and early 90s, he jumped ship to the rival WCW from the WWF, as it was known back then, and created the New World Order, and once again was hot in wrestling. And I don't think there's another wrestler outside of maybe The Rock who is that recognizable around the globe. And yet with all the success in wrestling, TV, and film, you might be surprised to hear he lost it all at one point and talked about it in an A&E special. This was in 2010.
Everything was a fight for me. I lost my family financially. I got destroyed. Everything I ever saved, I lost because of a bunch of situations, you know. Even though the divorce is over, it's like the gift that keeps on giving. Now I'm not a millionaire now, that's for sure.
That was the Hulk in 2010. But amazingly, a sex tape, this is crazy, would get him out of the red. 6 years later, he'd win a settlement of more than $30 million in damages because of a friend who had shared a sex tape without his permission. And it was a long, drawn-out court case. But in the end, he wound up with $30 million in his pocket. He won the court case. In a weird way, the Hulkster, he's got a complicated legacy, right? For everything he was to professional wrestling, some would say he was an equally horrible person because there was racism that was caught on tape. Tabloids posted audio of Hogan using the N-word while complaining about his daughter Brooke when she was dating black men. And like many other wrestlers, there was steroid abuse in the early days, stories of him trying to bury other talent with his power behind the scenes. And you'd think for many that would be enough to overshadow the success of Hulkamania. But in the end, you cannot deny that he is probably the most famous pro wrestler who ever lived. And I think more people paid to see him perform over the course of his career than any other. But there are a lot of great memories. For me, perhaps the biggest, WrestleMania 3. Body slamming Andre the Giant. That was so fun. And when you think about it, with the death of Ozzy, Theo Huxtable, Malcolm Jamal Warner, and now the Hulk, all gone within a week. Unless you were alive in the 80s, you may never understand the cultural significance of these three. For those of us who were there, it's pretty sobering reality that life is pretty darn precious and we're getting older, right? Let me leave you with this one of the Hulk. Did you know Hulk Hogan once was a guest on Dolly Parton's rather short-lived variety sketch TV show? And Hulk played a wrestler named Starlight Starbright and sang a song with Dolly. It's called He's Got a Headlock on My Heart.
He's got a headlock on my heart. Match for him. I guess you could say he's pinned me down for a lifetime.
It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel that.
You got that right. Isn't it a beautiful day? The Riders and the Elks tonight. Cody playing Saskatchewan for the first time since leaving. And a chance to take top spot of the West after Calgary lost last night. Belton Johnson, our Grey Cup champ, joining me on an evening where the Riders are selling it as Christmas in July. What would be an early Christmas present you would like, my friend?
Oh, man, I just want to see the Riders, like, really finish off a team, Greg. And, you know, with the Riders there, you know, last week, first time I saw it this season where I saw so many big plays, right? You know, Harris to Dante Meyer, 30-yard, 50-yard touchdowns, right? And, you know, a 69-yard pass, 21-yard run by Ouellette. I want to see more of that. That's what they can give me tonight, man.
I hope they do. Yeah, you're right. Last game against the Lions, the score made it appear closer than it really was during that game, let's face it. But you're right. Somehow they didn't really get the stranglehold on that game by no means either. So what's the key? Who has to show up the most tonight in your mind?
I think for me, I want to see the O-line really show up again here, right? Like, yes, they had to bounce back, but, you know, just to make the running lanes there for Ouellette and just the pass protection and everything, right? It was solid last time. And I just want to, if they can continue to be solid that way, and I'm going to tell you, whoever's returning the ball tonight, and I think what it might be Mario, maybe he's back. I'd like to see some of the kickoff returns and punt returns go back as well.
What do you think Cody Fajardo is thinking tonight? It's unbelievable that it's taken this long for him to actually come to Mosaic and face us. Your thoughts on Cody tonight?
Well, I think he's going to want to come in here and win, right? The Elks, they're 1-4. I think they're desperate for a win, and they're trying to get that spark, right? That's why they're benching Trey Ford in hopes to bring Fajardo in the spark. And, you know, when he was a Rider, what was it? The sprinkle of Jesus, right? So that's what the Elks, they're probably hoping that they get that version of Fajardo. But I just can't see that happening tonight. Although the Elks, they won, the last two games in Mosaic there.
Okay, well, I hope our defense crushes them like corn dogs, like you crush corn dogs. I really do. Hey, but look at this. Last night at Calgary, the Alouettes walked in and stole one from the Stamp. So suddenly the Riders have a major opportunity to take first place in the West again, right?
Exactly, man. And, you know, if they can replicate what they did last week against the Lions, and that's what I'm looking for, Greg.
Okay.
I need the Riders to finish them off, man.
What's the score tonight?
I got the Riders winning 42-20.
42-20. You want domination? You forecast domination. I hope we get it, my friend. See you after the game. Of course, the Green Zone with Belton Johnson, Daryl, Jamie, and crew on the R3. Okay, so have a good evening, buddy. Enjoy the game.
Hey, have a good one.